Welcome to AM 1160, The Quest, our Spring Pledge Drive. We are live on the air today here in the studio in Roswell, Georgia. I am Mari Cleveland, and my co-host today is, as ever, the lovely and comedic Josh Harris. Hey, Josh.
I'm here. You're welcome.
And we also have our producer, Annie Porter. And usually you all hear us on the air on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock. We are the hosts of Shelter in Peace, which has been, we'll talk more about that, but that's been a local show that has just been going on for the last couple of months here on AM 1160. But today, Josh and I are here for a different reason. We're here for the Spring Pledge Drive. So we always want to start with prayer. So this afternoon, we'll go ahead and open up with prayer again. So let's go ahead and begin by just asking God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus to come and be with us during this next hour. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you. And as we often say, Lord, you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who provides. So Lord, we thank you for all of the ways you are going to provide for the station throughout these days that come, but especially during this hour, all the hearts you are pricking and just encouraging them to think about what Catholic Radio is doing in their lives, what it can do in the lives of their families and friends. And Lord, that you would prick hearts to come to know you and to love you and to want to support your work of evangelization through this amazing radio station. We thank you for the desire that you put on Carol's heart to follow a dream and a desire that you were the one who placed there to follow after the opportunity to feed your people in whatever ways that they that are best fed, especially feeding your people spiritually. So, Lord, we just ask you to be with us during this hour and continue to bless us as we proclaim your good news and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Annie, you have been here. You know, Josh and I were here yesterday for an hour, and then we got to leave. I think you probably slept here last night, right? Is that what happened?
You know, I always make the joke I need to move a cot into the studio because that's what it feels like sometimes.
I bet, because we left yesterday, and we came back, and she's still here. So Annie knows everything that's been going on, and she has a lot of great information to share with us.
Okay, so I want to give you an update on our 12 o'clock hour. So we had a goal of $3,000, and we had two anonymous donors come in, and they helped us meet that $3,000 goal. So yay! Mari or Josh, one of you can grab that bell right there and ring it in honor of Matt and Chris. Woohoo! Because we hit that goal. So we want to say thank you for all those 12 o'clock donors. Jason T. in Norcross, Amy D. in Marietta, Eric D. in Atlanta, Todd S. in Atlanta, Jim M. of Marietta, Jeff B. of Peachtree Corners, Raul P. of Atlanta, Jolita M. of Johns Creek, Frank D. of Marietta, Isabel R. of Atlanta, Douglas J. of Atlanta, Tiffany D. of Indian Springs, Alabama, Daryl G. of Suwannee, and those two anonymous donors. So thank you, thank you, thank you for those donations. So for this hour, our 4 p.m. hour, we've got a goal of $3,000.
Wow.
And we have something interesting. If we hit that goal, and a very generous donor is going to match it. So if we hit 3,000, they're going to give us 3,000. So come on, guys. We got to get those phones ringing. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Or you can go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
That's great. And, you know, some of you probably have heard on the last couple of hours, yesterday and then today, the reason we're actually doing this. Some of you may know, some of you may not know. But we actually started this drive back in March. We were supposed to originally have it in March when the pandemic hit. And we had it all lined up, right? We had hosts. I know I was going to host. Josh, you were going to host. We had 28 other people who were primed and ready. We had trained people. We had gotten all kinds of things. Guests set up. We had a lot of priests. We had, I think, 10 or 12 priests coming. We did a lot of work. All of our volunteers did a lot of work to get ready. And then we ended up sheltering in place. And we just realized that it was so important to just recognize that the needs of a lot of people, especially our guests, our hosts, our priests, was to keep them safe and be mindful of that. And so we just stopped everything in its tracks. And at that point, we put off the pledge drive. And as some of you probably know, we are a listener-supported radio station, which means that the money that we raise this time of year and in the fall are the two ways that we have funds coming in that help to support our station. So we stopped all of that, and we are just now coming back to you. And we just, instead of having quite a number of hours of time, we're only having 15 hours, just 5 hours a day, over 3 days, being able to ask for support for the station. What's really cool, though, is because we are a local station, we can do a lot of interesting additional things. So what ended up happening was, instead of having our pledge drive, we came up with two original shows instead. And God has just really done some really amazing things with that. We have Father Jim Blunt, who is on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. And he, what an amazing theologian. He has shared so much truth and so many amazing insights into just the richness of our Catholic faith and our Catholic life. I was just listening to something he was teaching about angels and guardian angels and things earlier today. And once again, I thought, oh, I just need to listen to that again, because it was so rich and deep. And then the Holy Spirit also put on the hearts of some of the volunteers here that we needed to have a listener hour, Shelter in Peace, where we could invite listeners to let us know their prayer requests and just let people know that we were thinking of them, and we wanted them to have a place that they could tune in and hear some good news, to hear, especially hear the good news of the gospel during this time, and that we could pray. And so we started that as just 1 hour. It was only going to be a one time, 1 hour. We had our volunteers called 1,200 listeners and asked for their prayer requests. And that 1 hour episode ended up, now we've done 8, I think. So it's actually been 2 months now since we started that. And that's the way the Holy Spirit works. You know, you just offer him a little bit of what you have, and he exponentially magnifies it to the glory of God. He just takes it as it does amazing work with it. And we're hearing from people all over the country now who are tuning in to a Shelter in Peace. And they're saying, you know, I needed to hear that. There was something in there that I really needed to hear. And Shelter in Peace has turned into not just praying for our listeners, which of course we do, but also sharing the gospel, sharing scripture, sharing insights and gifts from different mystery guests and listeners who are coming and who are sharing their heart for Christ and what God is asking them to do and how they are serving others. So it's just been amazing what God has done with just the little bit that we offered, and then he magnifies it. Just like what we're asking you, whatever you can offer, whatever amount you can offer, God is going to magnify that offer and make it into something amazing. And as Annie said, we actually have a matching donation, so we have a tangible way it's being magnified as well, because we're going for $3,000 this hour, and we have a match, so that $3,000 gets immediately magnified and doubled to become $6,000.
It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I think that's why Catholic radio is so important. Like I said yesterday, I mean, I've still got the fresh Protestant scent that's wafting off me because I'm in my rookie year of Catholicism. But, you know, whenever I turned out in that car, it was just like mobile RCIA, you know.
That's awesome.
And it really, really strengthened my grip on this faith and in my theology, in the beauty of Catholicism. And especially, like, I don't know of any other faith-based station where I'm driving and you get the Divine Mercy chaplet while you're cruising. You know, cop did tell me I needed to pray it with my eyes open, but won't do that again.
Did you teach it to him? Yeah,
exactly. But I said Jesus was taking the wheel. That's why I could close my eyes. Hello, that's clever, isn't it? Okay. But yeah, so it's so beautiful, you know, and I mean, especially that first year, I loved listening to the journey home while I was driving, because every day I could, you know, if I was driving, I could hear, or while working out, I could hear a testimony of why somebody jumped into the faith and why it meant so much to them. And all of a sudden, you know, because you have those little voices, or I did at least, am I making the right decision? And just seeing miracle after miracle and how these people's lives were deepened and their faith was strengthened through the riches and unending treasures of Catholicism. And, you know, that was just a little bit more gas in the tank to make Easter Vigil all that more exciting, right? And so I think, you know, you're not just funding media, you're funding faith as a result. You know, you are strengthening some newbie's connection to Christ, you know, like me, who may have been driving and get answers delivered to them over the airwaves, right? So this is just a beautiful thing that we need to keep going. And I love, you know, too, that, you know, just how prayerful we are at this station. That's mm-hmm. such a beautiful thing. I mean, mm-hmm. we prayed before we come in here. We pray, and then I love afterwards, they reminded me of how important it is, like right after they go hit the chapel and they're praying immediately mm-hmm. after. And so, mm-hmm. so often I think we get a blessing and we're kind of like, all right, God. Peace, thanks. You know, it's like the fast food method, right? We grab our goodies and go. But, you know, y'all have just really reminded me how important it is to not just a thank you and keep moving, but really lean into the Lord and thank Him, you know, when He gives us something beautiful. And I think that's what I'm learning, right? You know, it's just another reminder of this beautiful station is like, if Jesus is my co-pilot, I'm in the wrong seat.
So that's a great way to say it. That's great. Yeah. You know, and Josh, I'm glad you reminded us that we have an adoration chapel going on here, and we have people all throughout this pledge drive who are in there and they're praying. They're praying for all of our listeners, for the needs of our listeners. If you are calling in or on our to pledge some money or calling in for a prayer request at our number, which is 470-508-1160. Or if you're hitting that donate now button and you also want to send in a prayer request at thequestatlanta.com, you can do that. And we've got people in the Adoration Chapel right now praying. They're praying for the radio station, but they're praying for you and how important that is. And it is, you know, Josh, when you're talking about all the things that as you listen to Catholic radio, just there's so much richness to this faith. There's no way that you can get it. And you mentioned as a new Catholic how it was so important to you. But I'm a cradle Catholic. I've been a Catholic for, well, I'm not going to tell you how old I am right now. But I think any listener who listened yesterday knows our Shelter and Peace Hour. I forgot to mention we are on every Wednesday at 11 from 11 to 12. But so I've been a Catholic my entire life. Mm-hmm. And there's still so much that I learn. And it's so fascinating because if you think about it, we get a mass, even if you go to daily mass, you get this, you get the readings, you get the scriptures for the day, you get the Old Testament, the New Testament, the gospel, the psalm is beautiful. Yeah. And you get a homily, depending on where you get a mass, you get a 7-minute homily, or you might get a 12-minute homily, but you get that much. But when you're listening to Catholic radio, you get hours and hours of these amazing Catholic theologians who are sharing so much. And they're mm-hmm. not only helping to edify you and really help you understand the traditions of our faith, but they're also giving you wisdom. There's so many of them who are sharing a lot of really amazing wisdom. So that means, how do you take that knowledge and how do you live it? How do you live out your life as a Christian? And I think this, in this day and age, it can be really difficult to do. It really can be.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I love about Catholicism too, is, I mean, it's not, I was talking to somebody today who is a gentleman that I am friends with, and I do some mentoring, and, you know, I help some guys in their journey into sobriety. And I was encouraging him, even though he's not Catholic, but Protestant, and getting involved in his faith. I was encouraging him to get a Didache Bible, which I mm-hmm. love that Bible because it's all of the commentaries are based on the catechism, right? Mm-hmm. And what I love, and somebody told me this early in my, you know, Catholic journey, was what I love about the Catholic Church is it's not the, like, word according to Pastor Joe Doe, you mm-hmm. know, but we have a playbook that, mm-hmm. that spells out, you know, like, these are the 2,000-year-old traditions, and this is how we interpret Scripture, and this is what Jesus meant. And so, you know, that's just been such a blessing to get that spoon-fed to me through this station, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, I think there's just so many other things that Catholic radio beautifully promotes. I mean, I heard a advertisement yesterday, I think, for the Pregnancy Aid Clinic, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful Catholic Pregnancy Resource Center. I think the only one in our diocese, from what I believe, that they give women who are abortion vulnerable and abortion minded all the resources they need to choose life and have a beautiful, healthy pregnancy. And, you know, I mean, you're not going to hear that advertisement anywhere else, mm-hmm. right? And they're doing that free of charge here. You know, yeah. I remember we did a Laughs for Life benefit for them, and mm-hmm. I reached out to Janie Skivens, and she reached out to Carol and shared with me that they were promoting it on the airwaves, mm-hmm. right? And we ended up raising over $17,500 for them. That's and, awesome. You know, they're not taking money from these organizations. They're just doing it out of the goodness of their heart. So, you know, again, you're funding faith, but you're also, you know, helping get the word out of these incredible ministries when you support the Quest that are legitimately saving lives, mm-hmm. right? So your money is going beyond just faith education. I mean, you know, this station is just perpetuating so much good. You know, so again, if you do not know the number, check it out. This is 470-578. No, sorry, wrong number. That's why I'm a comic. I'm not good at math. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Or you can donate at thequestatlanta.com. Thequestatlanta.com. You're funding faith. You're saving lives. You're perpetuating so many incredible ministries when you support this station. So please help us hit this goal and let's change the world together.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Josh. And speaking of how wonderful the station is and how wonderful the content of the station is, we do have an opportunity to share with you a clip from one of the shows that we have on the station. This is from a program called to Communion with Dr. David Anders, and it can be heard Monday through Friday at 2:00 Eastern Time, except on Tuesdays when we now have our local show with Father Blunt. But Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can hear at 2:00 this program with David Anders. So, Annie, you want to go ahead and roll that for us?
I got a text down here from Kate. Did you see that one?
I did not see that.
You mind if I read that one off? Because I like it.
Go.
Yeah, thank you. I don't want to steal your thunder, Tom, but I didn't think you saw it. So Kate asks, how can you explain why, this was a text question.
Yeah.
She says, why shouldn't I sin? How can you explain why you shouldn't sin? All right. Mm-hmm. That's a great question,
it is.
I really appreciate it. And it goes really to the heart of the Catholic faith. And you got to understand what sin is, okay? Got to understand what sin is from a Catholic point of view. St. Thomas says, sin is nothing other than an irrational act. It's not more or less than an irrational act.
Mm.
All right. Why shouldn't I pick up a hammer and beat myself in the head with it? It's an irrational act that will cause me harm.
Yes.
The answer is kind of obvious, right? You do good and avoid evil because good leads to flourishing and happiness and well-being,
mm-hmm.
and evil is by definition the contrary. Why shouldn't I shove a syringe filled with heroin into my veins? Because it's really, really bad for you and will lead to wreck and ruin in your life and the lives of people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sin is, those things are sins. Beating yourself in the head with a hammer is a sin. Shooting heroin into your arm is a sin. As well as everything else that is against reason and tends to your own or others' destruction rather than their flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you understand why you shouldn't beat yourself in the head with a hammer, then you also understand why you should not sin. Let's give some other concrete instances.
Okay.
So one of the capital sins of the Catholic Church, well, in Catholic tradition, capital means like a biggie from which other sins tend to flow,
mm-hmm.
all right, would be, say, lust. What is lust? Lust is an inordinate, stress on the word inordinate, all right? Inordinate means not in an ordinate or well-ordered manner. An inordinate attachment or desire for the pleasure of sexual contact. Now, all you've got to do is consider the fruit in your and others' life when someone is inordinately, like in an unordered way, mm-hmm. attached to that particular good. Well, all you got to do is flip on the news and see what happens to individuals in their lives when they live their lives motivated in an irrational way towards the pursuit of that particular kind of bodily pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they end, you know, horrible deaths by suicide in jail cells. right? And when they use their substantial financial resources to sustain a life oriented towards nothing else, it's rather despicable. People have their lives ruined, and they end up, you know, dying in that kind of way. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I met a publisher. I have a relative who's a writer and has contact with a lot of these folks, and this guy met a publisher. I ran into him. I was at a party. We're shaking hands. I'm like, how are you doing? You know, what's up with you? And he'd never met me before. And he said, hi, I'm so-and-so. And he began a litany of his accomplishments.
Oh, my.
And I sat there. I was kind of dumb. I'd never met a guy like this before. It was literally like, here I am. Here's everything I've done in life that's admirable or worthy, you know, worthy of honor and adulation.
Here's my resume.
Here's my resume, basically. And it was just praise me, praise me, praise me, praise me, praise me. And so obviously it seemed evident to me that the fellow had a little issue with pride.
You think?
Yeah. You know what that did? It made him ridiculous.
Yeah.
It made him ridiculous and also made it incapable for him to have meaningful human relationships. Because a meaningful friendship is reciprocal.
Sure.
But if you're obsessed with your own vainglory, you become incapable of loving relationship with another. Now, I've been that guy too, right? I was throwing this guy under the bus, but I've also been the guy who wanted to just say nothing but my own glory and so forth. And it does. It destroys your relationship.
It does.
Pride's bad for you. Lust is bad for you. Do we need to go into gluttony? Mm-hmm. Everybody in America dies of being obese and having heart disease, right? Bad for you, all right? Sloth. Well, you don't want to spend your life doing good or sitting on the couch, right? I mean, you just go through the list of the traditional capital sins in the Catholic tradition. Every one of them tends to some kind of suffering for the perpetrator and or his or her victims. So that's why you don't sin. You don't hit yourself in the head with a hammer.
But what a great question for her to pose it exactly in that way.
I think what would motivate a question like that is some people who have been raised, particularly in other Christian groups, tend to think that sin is simply arbitrary divine prohibition, right? The kind of stuff that would get lampooned in a Monty Python skit, you know? Yeah. Thou shalt not, you know, eat cheese every other Tuesday, you know, with one hand tied behind your back. I mean, that's there's no sense to it. They don't see the reason behind it. It just seems like an arbitrary prohibition that serves no purpose,
sure,
right? And there are some Christian groups that treat sin and vice and virtue as if they were simply prescribed by divine authority without reason. That's just not the way Catholics understand sin. Sin is always and only ordered towards some good or away from some good, virtue or vice or virtue, all right, that's accessible to reason. And when you understand it that way, then morality, the moral life, the virtuous life, becomes not some arbitrary imposition, but the science of human happiness revealed to us by God and by human reason.
Yes, indeed.
Josh Harris coming back at you live with my amazing host, Mari Cleveland. You like it? I got the K-Love voice going on.
You do.
Yeah. Going to go into Barry White mode for a little bit. Well, I love that clip. Yeah, so that guy is, I love Call to Communion. It is so, so deep and rich. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had listened to something like that when I was in high school. There was no quest. I was making a lot of bad decisions. And I wish Dr. Anders, did I say his name right? Dr.
Yep.
Anders gave me the good old sin talk, because would have spared me a lot of pain, a lot of heartbreak. But that's what I love about Catholic radio. So rich, so beautiful, because back in the day, I didn't have a drinking problem. I had a drinking solution. But now, you know, praise be to Jesus, 12-step recovery, sober over 11 years. So grateful for that. And this incredible station just helps those roots of recovery and joy and peace and connection to Christ sink all that much deeper. So if y'all are just tuning in, you are tuning in for this amazing pledge drive where we are giving you amazing listeners the opportunity to help this station thrive when we need it the most, because this pandemic has been a very challenging time. So if you're tuning in, please, please, we're going for $3,000 this hour, and this station does so, so much good. Join us. Let's change lives and hearts together. Go to you can dial 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or donate at the Quest Atlanta. TheQuestAtlanta.com, and let's hit that matching goal together.
That would be awesome. We would love it if you would. And it's interesting, there are actually statistics that talk about what Catholic radio does out there and what it does for our listeners. And just as you were talking, Josh, about how it might have changed the trajectory of your life and some of the decisions you made, we find that 83% of people actually learn more about their faith, you know, that richness. There's so much, as we were talking about right before the clip, there's so much to our faith, even for those of us who've been it for many, many years. There's so much more to learn. But also, I think for me, one of the most important things is that we get up out of the pews, that it's not just our head knowledge. It's not just, oh, wow, this is so interesting. I'm learning so much more about my faith, but I'm actually inspired to do something with it. And it says that 94% of listeners are actually inspired to be more engaged, to be more spiritually engaged, to actually walk their faith. And, you know, it's through walking our faith, it's through using our gifts, it's from, you know, letting that light shine before others so that they would come to know this amazing, gracious God that we have, that they would come to want to know more about mm-hmm. him, that they would glorify him, that he would be glorified. And that happens when you fill your mind. You know, right now we've talked a lot about, especially on Shelter and Peace, we've talked about how we really want this to be a place where listeners can tune in and be edified. They can be edified, but they can also be supported and encouraged and given hope and have a place where they can take a deep breath and wake up in the morning not full of fear, but full of hope and have more and more faith. And that's what Catholic radio can do for you, because as we know right now, the media is not doing us a lot of favors. I've had so many people tell me that they've basically just stopped listening to the media because there's so much fear that's put out there and so much disinformation and misinformation, and it becomes very discouraging. You know, I hear of people who become, they can't sleep at night and they're stressed all the time and they're more angry and they're more frustrated. And that's not how God wants us walking. You know, he doesn't want us to walk that way. He wants us to walk in hope. This is our, as Catholics, this is our last week of the Easter season. We are an Easter people. We are an Easter people out to share the hope that we have. And as we talked a few weeks ago, have a reason for the hope that lies within us. And that's what Catholic radio does for us as well. Is it helps us understand the why. Why do we believe what we believe? Why do we walk in faith and hope? Yep. Why do we understand this? And a lot of times I hear Catholic parents, I've got two teenagers. They're still teenagers. One is about to not be a teenager anymore. He's about to graduate past the teenage years. But a lot of parents say, oh gosh, I don't know that I have all the answers for my kids. And that's the other thing that Catholic radio does. It says that almost 70% of listeners report that they are better able to teach their children about the faith. They can be the words whispering in their ear. And you know, in this day when our kids are listening to so many other things, it's so easy for them to unplug from any of the things we're trying to share with them and instead plug into the media that's coming at them, the social media that's coming at them, the words and the videos and all that coming at them. This is a place where we as parents, especially if we tune into the Quest and if we're able to hear the truth that's shared on the station through these amazing programs that are out there, we're able to then feed our children even more richly. You know, we do have these awesome programs, and we can talk a little bit about after our break about some of the different programs that we love. I know you mentioned one you loved. I love Cresta in the Afternoon is one I love. It's on for two hours every afternoon. It's amazing.
That's great. You know, and it doesn't just feed, you know, I mean, I think it just, yes, absolutely makes people better parents. But it, you know, I like to think we are who we hang out with, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's true for a media standpoint as well. I mean, I notice if I'm taking a dive and listening to some music that, I mean, it can even not be bad music, but just that is, you know, more secular, more worldly, I notice that can result in more dis-ease, right? Mm-hmm. You know, lack of peace. But when I anchor in, you know, more faith-based music or faith-based programming, like there is a legitimate mood elevation mm-hmm. that goes on, as well as, I think, more intuitive and spirit-filled inspiration.
That's great. Well, you're listening to The Quest. We're about to head to our first break, and we'll be back with a mystery guest for you.
The number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can go on to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. We'll be right back. So, you love listening to The Quest, but can't always listen live? No worries. Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available in the App Store and Google Play today.
Catholic radio gives us an opportunity to become part of a larger family. It can be so lonely when we are struggling in our faith or just trying to live our faith on our own. But Catholic radio connects us to that larger community of faith where we're able to get the support, the encouragement, and the grace that we need to not just struggle on, but to really celebrate all the blessings that God brings into our life through our Catholic faith.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
We have to think the way God thinks. See? If I hit my brother, that's not how God thinks. If you lie or cheat, it's not how God is. If you have a hot temper, if you're proud, arrogant, if you find it hard to forgive and forget, that's not like God. What does that mean? It means you're not acting like God. You know, it's foolish to think that you're going to die and pop, boom, right into heaven when you hate half the people there. You know, you still hate, your mother-in-law. You still hate, may she rest in peace, but you hope she doesn't. All these people you don't even like.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
St. Pope John Paul II said, "The root of the culture of death is our inordinate preoccupation with efficiency." In today's culture, we value doing over being. We are defined by what we do instead of who we are as precious children of God, made in His image. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops says this about life. "We proclaim that human life is a precious gift from God, that each person who receives this gift has responsibilities toward God, self, and others, and that society, through its laws and social institutions, must protect and nurture human life at every stage of its existence, from natural conception to natural death. Please take every opportunity you can to respect and affirm the value of all human life, from womb to tomb. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity."
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hello, I'm Father Brian Baker of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Thank you for listening to AM 1160, The Quest, home of Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to the Pledge Drive here on AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta Catholic Radio. I'm Mari Cleveland with my host Josh Harris.
Hello.
And as we promised before the break, we do have a mystery guest. But before we go to our lovely mystery guest, Annie has got some updates for us. Annie, you want to share?
Yeah, okay. So we have Mary who called in and became a monthly donor in honor of Carrie Allen. So thank you, Mary. Thank you. And I just want to say, you know, we've got some great things going on for those donors out there today. If you want to become a station guardian at $100 per month, this group of supporters, we call those, they're our protectors of our mission. And all those station guardians and monthly donors of $25 or more or dollar a day club, or someone who gives a one-time gift of $200 or more, you're going to get a holy water font, and that's going to be of the Holy Family or of the Holy Spirit.
Wow, that's awesome.
They're really beautiful. I have one in my house, and I love it. And additionally, for our station guardians, those are the ones that contribute $100 a month or more. They're going to be receiving a beautiful rosary, and you cannot find this rosary anywhere else, but right here on this pledge drive. These rosaries are just, they're stunning, and they've been touched to an actual piece of Jesus Christ's cross. And two favorite saints. So they're really incredible, and you definitely want to get on it while you can because we only have 10. So you've got to get in early, and I think we have like 7 left. So we're looking for those station guardians to call in. And, you know, if you're an existing monthly donor, I would challenge you to consider thinking about, praying about if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. You know, we think about that in other terms of our life that we reflect on it year after year. And I know my husband and I do, where we think about the donations we're giving, including to the Quest. And we always, you know, we reassess each year and what we're giving to each charitable organization. So if you're already an existing monthly donor, I challenge you to see if there might be maybe a dollar or two more you might be able to give to the Quest this month, or, you know, in perpetuity for however long you want to give, because we will gladly accept it.
Yes, there is nothing that's too small.
No, right? That's right. I mean, even $5 a month, we are so appreciative of that. And you help us do amazing things here at the Quest, like come up with shows, you know? The Holy Spirit guides us to do what we can with the money that you all provide, because we are 100% listener supported.
Exactly. Thank you, Annie. And thank you to those listeners who are out there who are donating right now and who are prayerfully considering how they might support the efforts of this station and all the ways that people are being reached. So right before the break, we were talking about how the Quest Radio helps us to walk as faithful Christians, helps us to really walk out our faith. And so on the line, we have somebody with us. She is a dear friend of both mine and Josh's. Her name is Kathy Schneider, and Kathy is a woman who walks her faith out. Oh my gosh, this woman is on fire for Christ, and there are so many different gifts that Kathy has. I've known Kathy. Our kids went to Blessed Trinity together, so I've known her for a number of years now, and I just love watching how the Holy Spirit takes Kathy and moves her and does so much amazing work with Kathy. She's got so many gifts, and she uses all of them, honestly, all of them, to glorify God and to serve his people in beautiful ways. And one of the main ways that she does that is through the pro-life movement. And Josh, I know that's where you got to meet Kathy. Yeah. So Kathy, welcome to the Quest.
Thank you so much for having me. What an honor to be on here with you two great people that I just love to pieces. So great to be a part of this together, as we do it in a distance. Right?
Exactly. So yes, we are being very good at we are bringing all of our guests. We usually have them come in live, but we're having you all call in so that we can just be very conscious of that. So I was going to throw this over to Josh, because I want Josh to share a little bit about how you two got together, and then give you two a chance to talk a bit about just pro-life and the work that God and the Holy Spirit is having you guys do.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the first time I got to meet Kathy, I don't know if she remembers this or not, but I was driving by, there's a clinic, abortion clinic off Briarcliff, and Kathy is just so incredible in the outreach she does to these vulnerable women, and so many of them. She talks to them with love and gives them the resources to choose life, and it's just such an explosion of joy when you get to see one of them walk off that lot with Kathy and, 9 months later, however long it is, actually bring a beautiful bundle of joy into the world. Mm-hmm. But I'm driving by there one day, and I was not involved in pro-life anything. And I don't even know if I'd started RCIA yet. And I'm driving by, and I hear this voice in my heart say, you need to get out of the car and join them. And immediately, and I'm like, she's, you know, reaching out and praying, and people are praying, and I'm thinking, we got a bad signal, God. That cannot be you. And I'm frightened, and it's one of those moments, though, like, I knew if I kept driving, it would be such a willful act of disobedience towards the Lord. And so I begrudgingly and frightfully pull over. I sprint out of my car. I see Kathy there, and I say, look, I've got to go, but I'm just going to say Our Father with you really quick. And I said the Our Father with them, and I sprinted back into my car, and I drove off.
I think the word you used before, you peeled off.
I peeled off the baby. Yeah, exactly. But bit by bit, you know, I would stay out there a little bit longer and a little bit longer. And this amazing person, you know, with the grace of the Lord, I mean, my heart just began to change. And you know, over the past year, I've gotten to witness many lives saved and see how the amazing things she's done. And it's changed my life, you know, and what I like to say, you know, watching Kathy save lives has forever changed mine. So what do you have going on, Kathy? What's going on in your world?
Well, you know, we're still just, there's always moms in need. So we have lots of things going on with moms that we've rescued, moms we're housing, just a lot of different things. And it's people like you, Josh, and Mari, and, you know, other friends of ours that come together, and we're like, we need to pay this rent. We need to, you know, we always have these huge baby showers. And right now I have a bunch of babies, praise God, being ready to be born. But like I was working up all these different little virtual shower announcements. And I'm like, oh, I hope my people don't get tired of giving, like these moms, they really need this stuff, you know? So I'm like trying to spread them out like a week or two apart. So people are like, seriously, every single, you know, so we do have a lot with some of the moms. But Josh, I'd actually really like to talk about what you and Mary, other clinic that we go to, you guys just came up with this great idea, and I'd love for you to just give it a pitch and so people can know about it and join us in that.
Oh, well, thank you. So, well, there is, it's interesting. I was living in one place, and I was literally right down the street from this abortion clinic on Briarcliff, and then I moved to another place, and I'm right down the street from this abortion clinic off Wayuka. It's, I don't think there's a coincidence, wow. Right? Wow. And this one on Wayuka is like, been very under, you know, in terms of sidewalk advocacy and people, you know, being a prayerful presence, it was very much, I think, underserved. So Mary and Kathy have seen so much good come from this place, just staying outside and praying. And so Mary, her friend, and myself, we started this thing that is launching officially next week called Summer for Life, where we are going to try to have as much prayerful presence in front of this abortion facility as possible from the hours of 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And it's like they say in that movie Unplanned, I mean, sometimes the no-show rate when you do that can go up as high as 75%.
That is amazing.
It changes lives, right? So we just want to see how much, you know, how much we can get that place, how many people we can get staffed out there, just not staff, but to volunteer to serve and just be out there. And you don't have to be some cunning linguist or majestic sidewalk counselor, just standing out there and praying. Every time I've seen a save happen, it's either happened during or after praying the rosary. And I think prayer is the most powerful thing we can do out there. So yeah, we would love for you to come join us. You can sign up for an hour or more. You know, you could sign up to try to fill a day as a church. But I promise you, if you participate and get other people to, lives will be saved. And so it would just be amazing to have y'all join us. Summersaves.com, summersaves.com.
That's awesome. And it's only here on Catholic Radio that you get to hear about wonderful opportunities like this, where you can walk into your faith, you can live out your faith here on the Quest Atlanta, 1160 AM. You are here listening to us during our spring pledge drive. And during our spring pledge drive, we are asking you to call in or to click a donate button on our website to donate so that you can support our station, that we can continue to bring to you these wonderful opportunities here in Atlanta, here locally, where you can really live your faith. And so the number here to call in and donate is 470-508-1160, or you can hit our Donate Now button on thequestatlanta.com. So that's so easy, thequestatlanta.com. And Josh and I are working to help the station raise $3,000 this hour, because we also have a matching donation that if we hit that $3,000, that we are going to actually get $6,000.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing. So, Kathy, we've got you on the air, and we would love to hear why Catholic Radio is important to you. What do you like about Catholic Radio?
Oh, thank you for saying that. So one thing, I guess, a shout out to just all the pro-life people out there. You know how we always like honk if you're pro-life. Well, I'm thinking, you know, make a little donation if you're pro-life. Like,
oh,
even if you just give $25, like everyone who's pro-life, call in and just give a little something. Like, we can really make a difference. And I don't know if you noticed right before I came on, because I got to hear, you know, been listening, one of the pro-life minutes just aired, and that's a project that I've been helping the station with. We've wrote those pro-life minutes, and they come on, and we're still working on them, but we have about 35 of them that we've written, and it's just like little educational piece to just touch people's hearts and minds about life, maybe give them some talking points like, my body, my choice, what should you say, like different things like that. So this is the kind of beautiful thing that Catholic Radio does. It gives these little one-minute education spots, and, you know, I always like that of Philippians 4:7. It's like, guard your heart and mind in Jesus, right? Like, what are you putting in? Garbage in, garbage out. So, like, we have a ton of stuff that we can listen to in our lives. We can fill our day with all kinds of things, but nothing is going to lift you up and enrich you and help you be a better person, and especially walk closer to the Lord, than this station. Like, I have just been so blessed by the station. And I knew we were going to talk about favorite shows, and it was so funny. I had such a hard time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to talk about this one and this one. Like, there's just so much good stuff. Like, I had such a hard time. So, like, okay, like, start with the Sunrise Morning Show, because, like, I love that, starting the day with a godly perspective, and that's, like, S-O-N, Sunrise Morning Show. And after that is Morning Glory, and Gloria Purvis, and there's Deacon Harold and Monsignor Pope that do that together, and they're such a perfect combination, and she has this great laugh. Like, but then 9 o'clock, Father John Ricardo, probably mm-hmm. my favorite hour, like, his homily. So he goes around doing these missions all over the world, and a lot of them are some of them that he records even from his parish, and you'll have wow. like 1 hour of the most amazing, like, homily, inspiring, educational. Like, I'm always learning stuff. And then I do feel like I find something. I hear people say this all the time, but, like, sometimes whatever you're going through at the moment, or you need, like, what should I do, or a little sign, it's like you turn that on and you get some little nugget mm-hmm. that helps you in your mm-hmm. walk. So just a couple of days ago, one of the moms that I'm helping, she's having a lot of anxiety and stress, and so Saturday she called me and was upset, and we were talking, and I was praying with her, and she was tearful and stuff, and I tried to give her great encouragement and love from the Lord and this kind of stuff. But then turn on Catholic radio, you know, 2 days later, Monday morning, the Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, which is a psychologist, and talking, and they did this whole show on anxiety. And so they were talking about how to help people, and this woman calls in, and she's like, oh, I get so anxious, and I do all the positive talk. They tell you, you know, positive talk, and make, you know, just think positive thoughts and all this. And he's like, no, poo-poo on positive thoughts. Like, no. He's like, you know, we know, like, positive thoughts, you can think that, but we still know bad things happen. Right? Like, things go wrong. So that's really not going to help your anxiety. But what will help your anxiety? And so I'm getting out my pen, getting ready to take notes, because I'm going to call my little old mom back. Right? And so he's like, listen, you have to make in your heart, mind, and soul, and even on a piece of paper, write all the ways God's been faithful to you already. All the ways he's answered great. Your prayers. Even if they weren't exactly like you thought, he was faithful. He was with you. He held you. And so this psychologist saying all this wonderful stuff, and I take all these notes, and then I call her and sound like this wonderful, miraculous person, right? But I was like, I have it. This is what we need to do, honey. This is better. Listen to this, you know? And I told her, I got it from Catholic Radio, but just stuff like that. Like, I love that. One thing I learned during Lent on one of the morning shows, it was either the deacon or priest who said this, and oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite things now. And so he was talking, that they were talking that morning about how to praise the Lord. Like, how can we think about our Lord in a positive, you know, of course you can go to adoration, you could always pray, but, like, what's a good way to just praise him and honor him? And so the deacon or the priest said, well, you know, during Lent, the Stations of the Cross, he said, one of the favorite parts of the Stations of the Cross for me is when we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And mm-hmm. he said, every night before I go to bed and put my head on the pillow, I say that. I love you, O Lord, you know, and I praise you because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. So I started saying that to the Lord, like, I, you know, every night before I go to bed. And that's been since, like, you know, during Lent when he said that. But I love that. I adore you and I praise you, O Lord, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed your world. And it just gives me such a, like, closeness before I close my eyes with the Lord. It just helps me think about, did I say enough to the Lord, I love you, I thank you, I praise you?
That's beautiful,
like, so just like little nuggets like that, like that you just learn that enrich your prayer life, your walk with the Lord. I have downloaded the app, and I encourage people to do that. I'm not even that techie, you guys. I didn't do it. And it's so great. I mean, I just clicked the app, and I carry it around. I listen while I'm cleaning, cooking, when I'm on the computer. I listen the whole time while I'm doing emails. Like, it's just such good nuggets. And so I just really, I can't say enough about Catholic Radio. It even turned me on to Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
Yeah,
he's got that life
best.
Worth living.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, he's the best. And I knew the name. I could have told you, of course, a little bit, but, like, wow, this guy, of course, is brilliant. But his wit and his humor and his voice, and he pauses at just the right times when he's telling a story. Like, he is amazing. So just all these great things. I even love the, for the sports fans, that crossing the goal, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, they have the story of the Catholic athlete and their life and stuff. So, and one of the great things about the app, you guys, when if you're listening, is if you, you know, that crossing the goal comes on, I think 11 or 11:30 at night, it's a little bit later. You can just the next morning listen to it with the app. You don't have to stay up. Like any of these shows that were recorded a few days, you could just go back and listen to it. So it's really good, like, you know, when you're trying to, it's like listening to, you know, your own little group of people just enriching your life. So
that is awesome.
I love it.
Well, y'all, I want to give you a little update here. We've got some calls on behalf of Kathy.
Yay!
She's popular.
Yes, Kathy. So I think you might know this person. Trish called from New Albany, New York to give in your honor. Elaine H. in Roswell called to give in honor of Kathy. Ann H. in Cumming called to give in honor of Kathy.
I love that.
Sabine S. in Atlanta called to give in honor of Kathy. Angela and Jeremy C. in Atlanta also called to give, and Mara K. also gave. So I want to give a little update because we know we've got that our goal of $3,000, and we want to get it matched because if we hit it, we can match it. So we're gonna get there. I feel like we can, guys. So I'm going to give another update in a little bit because we've got about 5 minutes until we go off for this hour. Ooh. So give us a call, 470-508-1160. We want to hit that goal. So please, please, please call us now, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
That's awesome. Kathy, it was so fun listening to you talk about all the various shows. And I feel the same way as you. You know, I can hear you, just your energy and your passion about it all, because each show is even better than the next one. And what's so cool, a lot of our listeners may not know, but you know, if you're listening to AM radio, especially during Atlanta, and now that we aren't in our cars, some people say, oh, well, can I still listen because it's in my car, but it's only sun up to sundown. But because, as you said, because of the app, you can either do it on the app on your phone or you can stream it on your computer, too. I walked in the other day. My husband was doing sit-ups and push-ups, and he had it streaming off the iPad. So you can even stream off the iPad and listen. Yeah, and it's awesome. And you can listen 24-7. 24-7, there are shows on there.
Absolutely.
And you know what I just learned today, actually, too, was we also have a Spanish part of it. So we've got, for those people who speak Spanish and would rather hear the different programs in Spanish, we actually have a place on the app where you can go and you can listen to the radio in Spanish, and you can hear a lot of different amazing shows that were created especially for our Spanish community, our Spanish speaking community of Catholics. And so there's so much on that app. There's so many, and as Kathy said, that you can listen to recordings. So Josh, I've had several friends, I'm sure you have too, who say, oh, I missed your Shelter in Peace show, I didn't get to hear it this last Wednesday. They can go to the app or online at thequestatlanta.com, and they can hit local shows, and under local shows, they have access to all the shows that Father Jim Blunt did, as well as all the shows that you and I have done.
Yep.
Right there. They're all pre-recorded and they're there for them. So.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. And I think it's so good because you get that assortment. And like Kathy was saying, I mean, this is the only station I know on the air that shares pro-life content. You know, and I didn't know y'all did that. You did. So y'all did the Pro-Life Minutes. So that's an original in-house production.
It is. It was quite. It was a favor. Someone asked if I would do it, and I reached out to a few of my other pro-life, just amazing women and men who, you know, many have been doing this longer than I have, and just put some brains together and said what kind of things. And the thing that touched me too, when they said, you know, Neil probably said this earlier in the day, I think they did, but you know, there's a good amount of people who listen to Catholic radio who are not Catholic and who may not be pro-life. And of course, we know there are some Catholics who are not pro-life, right? And so like, but they were saying, think if this person comes across the station and starts listening and hears one of these Pro-Life Minutes, like it could touch their heart. And so I loved Carrie, my friend who teaches the Bible study that at Holy Spirit I go to earlier in the day. She was saying, like, I always feel like when you get to heaven, the good Lord willing, I get there, and like God's going to like have me turn around and say, who'd you bring with you? You know, who'd you bring with you? And when we give to Catholic radio, when we introduce people to these messages, to these pro-life minutes, to, you know, you could be opening somebody's heart and mind and saving souls. I mean, by these donations and getting these, you know, to keep this on the airway, to keep these good programs and stuff going. So, and that was, just to be clear, that was not something we were paid for. I mean, you know, I think most people know Annie's the only paid person. In the whole place, everything is, and it's not much. God bless her; she's a good girl. So, this is
And she volunteered for a long time before we gave her any money at all.
Well, I must confess, I have taken a few power bars from the station on the way out. So I think I'm up you know, well, I guess minus the gas, I'm down like a couple of bucks. But still, it's been worth every minute because I'm building up treasures in heaven.
Yeah,
that's right. So just as you are out there thinking, I like how Annie had challenged people, if you're already given, to think, oh, could you bump that up a little bit? But every little bit counts, and I've never seen a place. Their office is tiny, you guys. I mean, it's beautiful. And it's really every dollar is going to keep this on the airway to bring good content. And so I just encourage you, if you can find, you know, $25 or something, or even more, if God has richly blessed you, just feel free to pass that on to something that could help save souls. And when you get up there, you can say, well, I brought all these people through Catholic radio.
That is awesome, Kathy. And that's, one of the goals of the radio station is we want to save 1 million souls. Our mission is to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith. But we also ultimately, we want to save souls. And whether those are souls that are sitting dead in a pew and just don't understand this relationship that they have the opportunity for, or it's souls that are, 30% of folks who are returning to the church because they had a chance to listen to Catholic radio. So we want to be out there, be on the front line, just like you are, Kathy, and all the different ministries that you serve in. Annie, do you have any updates for us?
I do. Okay, so I've got an update for you. So Suzanne from CTK wanted to call and give a donation and a shout out to Kathy and Josh.
Wow.
Liz M. and Marietta called in and gave a donation, and as well as Mary Ann called in and wanted to give a shout out to Kathy and Josh as well. Mm-hmm. And I have more exciting news, guys. So we hit our goal. So guess what?
Yeah.
Yes, ring that bell.
Yes, God. Yes.
Yes, that is it's actually over. It's we are actually over. So that's amazing.
That is amazing.
And we're gonna get that $3,000 match, which is just beautiful. So thank you to Mary, to Trish.
Thank all of you.
Yes, to Mary, Trish, Elaine, Anne, Sabine, Angela and Jeremy, Mara, Suzanne and Liz, thank you all so much for your donations this hour. They were greatly appreciated. And it's not too late to give. Just because we hit our goal doesn't mean you can't give, it doesn't mean you can't give. So 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
So Kathy, so much. Thank you, Kathy, so much for being with us and for inviting and encouraging people to give to the Quest. All of those listeners, all of you listeners out there, we just thank you. We thank you for being here and for continuing to give to the Quest. And we're going to be continuing on shortly with more programming and with more people just encouraging you to share with us. So, Kathy, would you be willing to say a prayer and just close this portion out by praying for us?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, I just praise and honor, and especially I thank you, Lord, for all these answered prayers you fulfilled today for the Quest to be on the air, bringing hearts and minds even closer to you, Lord. And I just ask for continued blessings on the Quest, especially to all those who are tuned in right now, Lord, to this station. I want them to mention, Lord, a special intention right now in their heart. Mention that, all of you listening, mention that to the Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you take that intention and you just bless that intention, Lord. If it be your will, I ask that you hear that intention and just abundantly bless their lives with answered prayers, if that be your will, and just to ask for blessings on all those people who donated today and all the people who are supporting the Quest daily in this mission to help bring Jesus Christ's gospel to the world. So I just thank you for the station. I thank you for the donors and all the volunteers. And just we ask for continued blessings on this station. In your holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right, the number to call is 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Josh and Mari, for being on with us this hour. We'll be back at, a little after 5. But after the break, we'll be back. So 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.